Good morning. Good morning, darling. Today is hump day. Wednesday, May 24th, 2023. I cannot believe how quickly we have zipped through May. I know we have another full week of May left, so let's enjoy it. I know that this coming weekend is Memorial Day weekend, if you're in America. And so a lot of you will have it off. Ooh, and that'll be fun. What else? Oh, May 28th, I believe, is like National Masturbation Day. And so I think I saw somewhere or somebody mentioned it on Discord or somewhere that May was Masturbation Month. So that's fun. I say have at yourself, unless you listen to that file I put out yesterday. And then don't. Oh, it's fun. Sorry. Anyway, yes. So it is going to be Masturbation Day. And don't we just love that? Today is International Tiara Day. I don't think I've ever owned a tiara. That can't be right. I must have had one way back when in high school. For funsies. I wonder if any of you have tiaras. If you do, put it on. What the heck? So, happy hump day. Yesterday, I did a lot of errands and things and ran amok. So today, I'm hoping to get some more audios done. I'm thinking of doing a series of audios that are like basics with Smutty, where I put out some basic, like, not beginner hypnosis, but just sort of like, here's your framework hypnosis, where it's this will get you deeper, a fractionation file, just a sampling of different types of inductions you can do, and have it just sort of be a sporadic release. That's just going through my mind. Tell me what you think. Would that be useful? Just some basic bitch files? I've been wanting to do a fractionation one for a while. But I don't want it to just be the same loop over and over. I see a lot of those on YouTube. And they seem to just repeat after a while. So I'm not sure if it's better to do one more originally or if you guys like the repeating. I don't know. Tell me your thoughts. Some of you have been in the hypnosis scene a lot longer than I have. And though I'm over a year now and I feel very steady in my footing and what I enjoy about hypnosis and stuff, I would love the input. I could always create a quiz, but I don't even know what to ask right now. And I'm honestly just thinking out loud. So bless your little heart for listening. But yeah, what are your thoughts on that? Basics with Smutty, just some basic bitch files. Maybe for those who are new to it, or even just a file to prime you before you listen to a file you really want to listen to. And I've been considering making a few files that are a bit longer. I know I think I average around like 10 to 20 minutes on a file, but I usually add a lot of flavor to it. So that can take time, but I know that there's some desires for, is there desire for longer files? Would that be something? Anyway, don't mind me. It's just hump day and I'm feeling humpy. But yeah, I'm hoping to get some good work done today. I'm so excited because I just went to the grocery store yesterday and they must have thought I was starving because I bought so much food. But I kind of wanted to get it so that I could get through the weekend mostly and not have to go back out. So I got lots of delicious yummies. And strawberries. The strawberries are good. Mm. I don't often buy them because sometimes they're a little dodgy, but ooh, and the watermelon. There was no watermelon yesterday. That was heartbreaking. There were some tiny ones, but last week I got a big heaping one and it was so delicious. Oh, I love fruit. I love fruit. And spring and summer fruits are so good. I can't wait for like mangoes to come in. It always shocks me when I watch videos online of people just buying like fresh mangoes cheap. And it's so inexpensive in other countries because they grow there like apples grow here. So I'm jealous of you mango eaters or people who live in mango climates. But, oh, and there's some, what, oh, last year, streams of consciousness. I think I've got the ADD today. Last year, I remember pluots were like a new thing in the store. And I was looking at them going, I don't know what the fuck you are, but I'm going to put you inside of me. And it was delicious. And then I think I found out that it's a cross between like a plum and a pear or a plum and something else. You can look it up. I'm not going to Google it right now. But the pluot, if you see them in your store, don't be afraid of new fruit. Give it a try. I see things online of people being like judgmental about different foods and stuff from other places. And I just think that's weird. But I grew up an army brat. And I don't know, I got to experience a lot of different foods, which was really awesome. So I'm not shy about trying new things. I don't always like new things. You don't have to like it, but you can't be rude about it. Because you never know if you're shitting on somebody's culture. So, you know, one of my very good friends is Filipina. Oh, and she, I just remember growing up, we would eat these dishes and she'd be so excited about the fish head. And she'd be like, oh, the fish eyes are the best. I'm like, oh, okay, like, cool. So, not my bag, baby, but whatever. But I'll try anything. I'll try anything once. If you play Overwatch, that was for you. Specifically Echo. All right. All you cool cats and kittens. I'm going to go blow this pop stand and do something productive. And I hope you do too. And you know what? There is a solid chance I'm going to rub one out today. sometimes it just helps me focus. Focus. So if you need to rub one out, you should. Like a good little pet. Anyway, have such a good day, darling. More later. Love you. Bye.